This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. It's Mthanda Sokaja coming through featuring DJ Manzo and Commando with Senzeni. It is Capricorn Adventure with Itu Panda. And now, speaking of Mthanda, he is one of the artists who really got us through the difficult times of the hard lockdown back in 2020 when his song Senzeni, which is the one that's playing in the background now, blessed our ears. Now, he has not looked back since, and he's honestly been winning, man. I have to own it. I have to say it. I have to acknowledge it. Now, he's back with his latest hot tune, Sizobambana, featuring Nhlonipho, right? Help me welcome the gentle brother on the line. Mthandazo, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. For a second, I thought I lost you because I couldn't hear anything.
Is it? Must be the network, but yeah. I can hear you clearly.
Awesome. I can hear you clearly as well.
Thank you so much for taking time to join us and talk to us on the show. It really is a pleasure. Now, I've been told that you apparently loved music from a very young age, since primary. Did you always know that there's nothing else for you to do but music?
Yeah. I mean, this is one thing of all the things I've tried that I felt like I was really excelling at. Because at some point I was a soccer player. At some point I believed I was a good dancer, you know. And none of those worked. So, yeah. So with music, this is one place I felt like this is where I belonged, you know. Because even when I was working, because I was once in the corporate, I'd feel like, you know, I'm suffocating. And the only time I feel like, I'm myself and that I'm okay is when I'm in studio. So, you know, yeah, it's been a calling from quite, you know, a long time.
Yeah, no, definitely. So, speaking of things that you've actually tried, right? I know my 2000 probably won't know this, but back in the day, we all loved Jem Ellie. And I was also told, because I'm not going to try and claim all this information. Apparently, at some point, you won second place back in 2010. Yeah. Would you say this was a defining moment for you that really proved to you that this music thing was for you?
Yeah, I feel like there's no better moment than that. I mean, you're just a kid from this isolated Kasi, you know, not too many people in life have made it. And you land on TV and you just won yourself money, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think there's better motivation than that. So, yeah, it was a defining moment. This is where I realized I have so much, you know, potential.
Yeah, that's where you realized, well, hey, I can actually make money from this thing, Mos. Because there was the money involved as well.
You are one. And the egg light blow actually that day.
I'm sure. I mean, Urile Nolimwana.
I'm lucky I didn't make it till I blew it.
they might still come for you, my brother. So also, when Senzeni dropped, it shook the world, really, and it was loved all over. How was that feeling for you? Describe that moment for me where you realized that, oh, I did something there. The world loves it. South Africa loves it. People love it.
Yeah. I feel like I was ready from the moment it was released because, so I've been following Lebo Mlangeni for a while. Like, I've been, like, following his work and all that. So when it landed into his hands, I already knew what would happen to the song. Because from the studio when he made the song, you know, from everyone that just heard it, they were all going crazy about the song. So I knew that it only needed good hands. So when it landed in the hands of Lebo, I already knew, because even when he got the song, he was like, boy, let me make you a superstar, you know?
Wow.
So and from that day when we had that conversation, I already had it in my mind that I've made it now, you know?
You knew you were a
superstar.
And
it just happened, yeah. So when it started blowing and everything else, I was like, I knew this guy would do this, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like God used him to uplift me. So I was already prepared when he just gave me his attention.
That is a beautiful story. Now you are back with a new song. Yeah. It's called Sizobambana. Tell us more about the song. Why did you feel like Nhlonipho is the right person to have on the song?
Nhlonipho has been my guy for a long time. I've worked with him. Some of the songs didn't make it, obviously. Even on my album, he's featured on my EP, Umonde. He's one of those guys that I feel like we are spiritually connected, because even how he produced this song, he did this beat and he said to his management, I don't want anyone on this beat. I want Mthandazo. You know, before he could even hear me, he already knew who would perfectly fit into it. So even when I heard it, I was like, yeah, we have a hit. Even when I sent it to my manager again, he was like, this is a beautiful song. I can't wait to hear what you're going to do. You know, so it started with him sending me the beat that he had envisioned me going on. And when he sent it to me, I already, you know, felt, you know, we have a hit. So Nkonipo is that guy that knows exactly as well what kind of beat suits Ntandazo's vocals, because he's also a jazz lecturer. So he's good with just understanding music.
All right. And what was the inspiration behind the song Sizo Bambana? Is there a special someone that maybe Nomo dedicated the song?
No. You see, with me, I'm about, you know, if I'm not reviving the spirit, you know, I'm out to educate people. So I'm just about touching their hearts and their souls. So this time I felt, you know, let me just talk to lovers out there, you know,
nice.
And just say, you know, let love win for a change, man. We're going through so much, you know, let love win. And I felt, let me just talk to couples, you know, talk to someone out there that still wants to be in love. That if you get into love, be prepared to keep your promises.
Sure.
You know, so it's just about keep the promises you make when you're in love, you know.
No, I love it. It's definitely a beautiful message. So what can we expect from you for the remainder of 2022?
We're doing a national tour right now. So there's so much music that needs to be released, but I'm more about going to the people now. Because I feel like, you know, with Senzeni, I didn't get the chance to go to the people because of the pandemic and all that, and other songs that I've released in the past. So right now, primary focus is just taking the music and Ntandazo to the people, because people want to see this Ntandazo. Some even believe it's a woman behind my vocals. You know?
Yes, so, a lot of people.
Yeah. So now we're trying to show this woman behind these vocals. So I'm just about touring the country, sharing the music, and also giving back, because I'm also looking for talent in the process. Whoever I meet that I feel like, you know, deserves a break, I'm gonna put them under my wing as well.
That is beautiful. I hope when you are heading to Limpopo in Polokwane particularly, you will let us know so that we can also attend. We also want to see this woman behind this beautiful voice. So, Ntandazo, so before, when every time I have guests, right, on the show, I play a quick 15 seconds game with them, right? But I'm so worried because the questions that I prepare are fun, generic. I'm not saying you're not fun. It's just you sound like such a spiritual guy. Like, you sound so serious. So I'm a little concerned about my questions. But look, it's just for fun. So we are going to go. I'm going to give you 15 seconds and you need to answer this as quick as you can.
Okay, no problem.
All right, let's go. The first one says winter or summer?
Winter.
Twitter or Instagram?
Instagram.
Single or taken?
Taken.
Celebrity crush?
No.
Beer or cider?
None.
I knew it. It's really on that beer or cider one, Jorge, there's absolutely nothing there. Like I said, just from this conversation that I had with you, I can tell just how spiritual you are. You're such a spiritual being. And honestly, it is really beautiful. And I'm grateful to have actually experienced you beyond the voice of a woman, the amazing voice that we love. Ntandazo, thank you so much for taking your time to talk to us. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me again.
All right, cheers.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.